And how are you today?
I'm fine, but when I find out who took those pictures, well. Yeah.
Now, actually, lots of y'all had to change your scheduled meeting because Texas Municipal League Convention's going on in Austin, and I don't know, what have you done that and said you didn't want to go anymore, or what?
Well, you know, I'm a self-employed guy with a stay-at-home wife and kids in private school, so. TML stands for total money loss for me.
Very nice.
We've got representatives going. I'll let them give me the notes. And meanwhile, I need to sell some jewelry. We got a sixth baby coming in March.
Oh, congratulations. So now they bring you T-shirts and pins, though, right?
That's, no.
They don't even do visors?
Yeah. Like half-drunk bottle of water.
Oh, get a visor. Oh. Get a visor from the city of Arlington or something like that. It'd be fun. But anyhow, so y'all... Y'all took your you had your city council meeting yesterday morning, huh?
It was
kind of an unusual thing.
I loved it. I was home at a normal hour. It was great.
Well, y'all have pretty fast meetings, though, unlike the two-name city where they sometimes go on and on and on.
I wouldn't call it fast, but I'd call anything fast compared to them.
Okay, there you go. Shot across the bow this morning from the Bryan City Council.
They're all laughing with their head in their hand right now.
Yeah, pretty much. What do you got for us today? What's on your radar screen?
Well, you know, this week, actually, Texas, I gotta tell you, you know, every year, Joey Dunn and I participate in the grape stomp at Texas Reds in the celebrity round, which is another word for the unofficial, unrecognized title. And every year we win it. It's really paying off that we had our toes surgically
He's a runner. That's the reason he can do it. What do you do? You have big feet? Is that how come you win?
No, Joey just tells me to pretend that they're going to give me a big steak at the end.
So okay.
I stomp like a runner, baby.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. This week is... Public Power Week, October 6th through 12th. Mm-hmm. The city of Bryan, well, everyone in the municipal power world is celebrating. But I just want to stress again the municipally owned utility of BTU versus investor owned. We get asked that question a lot. You know, why don't we have investor owned? Keep in mind the profits that are made by BTU are reinvested into the system. They're not paying stockholders somewhere in another part of the country. So BTU uses any success and has a lot of success. With high reliability, with low rates, and the successes are used and reinvested back into the system. Fire Prevention Week this week as well.
Well, before we leave that,
yes, sir.
If people are asking why aren't we investor owned, they need to understand this is a really, really good deal. I mean, there are a lot of cities would give their eye teeth to have a situation like Bryan has.
Absolutely, and really not even just Bryan. You know, there's a lot of parts of the county, even in College Station, there are BTU customers, and you're exactly right, Scott. It's an anomaly. People that grew up here especially are the worst about realizing that, and including myself up until the last several years, what a blessing BTU is to our economy, to our local community, in that BTU has one of the third lowest outage rates anywhere you can find. It has some of the lowest rates in the state of Texas. BTU works so well that it can produce power in excess and sell it to ERCOT in other parts. That's why you don't hear about rolling blackouts in Texas, because of entities like BTU, and the professionals that run BTU are the best you can find. Now, I was happy to see some steps made this last year where we've even married up some of the marketing that was done with the City of Bryan and BTU together. And that's, as you know, back in 2010, there were a lot of things that were looked at and how could we do those things more efficiently. And the city and BTU are the same entity. It's all City of Bryan. But BTU is owned by its customers. And what that means, again, the money that's made, the successes are reinvested into the system.
Well, so I got to give him David Worley was in last week, and I got to give him an attaboy because my power did go out with the storm the night of Texas Reds, and it was out for an hour and a half. But, you know, it was an electrical storm. There was a lot of rain, and those folks are out there fixing them. I mean, bringing the lights back on.
I heard that, and I heard David bust out the terminology. I'm going to tell you right now, just I happen to know that everything he said was made up, but okay. it did work out.
but it sounded really impressive.
Yeah, it did. It worked out, and you got your lights back on.
And so. Again, it's not just BTU. College Station Power does the same thing. You got to remember those guys and gals are out there making sure the lights come back on. So
they're doing that a lot of the times where we're all warm and cozy in our beds.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So what else you got?
Well, this week is Fire Prevention Week, and we've set out press releases for that as well. Also wanted to let you know Bryan recently was named one of the top 10 cowboy cities in Texas, and this is all available on City of Bryan website.
Why was Bryan a cowboy city?
Because Kevin lives here.
Is that it?
No. Okay. Because you look at culture, you look at the number of shops that are open that sell you know, whether it be equipment or even clothing and retail textile to people that are in the ranching and farm business. Plus, a lot of folks just like to look like they are.
That's it. Thank goodness for Sammy Catalina in downtown Bryan,
don't
right?
Don't call him a cowboy till you've seen him ride.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I've seen Sammy ride, and I'm still questioning the cowboy. No, I'm kidding.
Anyhow, but now, when will we get the financials on Texas Reds to know how that worked out?
You know, every year the there's a few things that have to be put together for that, and it's always, it seems like to me, it's always about 2 months or so afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, I Texas Reds issue, if you look at Texas Reds and its purpose, its purpose isn't to make money on a festival per se. Its purpose is overall to bring a benefit to the city, and if you look at what it does, for example, I don't know this year's numbers, but last year's numbers, the Convention and Visitors Bureau looks at 22,000 people came to Bryan and participated in Reds. You know, that doesn't mean they were there the whole time. They might have come on Friday and left and that sort of thing. But as we continue to bring in good talent, as we continue to bring in vendors and attractions from outside of the state and make it a family-friendly event, I hope that it grows and grows. I cannot tell you how grateful I am. I really literally was on my knees praying, thank you, God, for the rain. But 2 years in a row, badly timed rain. I'm not looking for the financials to make people think, oh, hooray for Reds. It's always easy to sit back and say, well, this thing is or isn't making money. But again, when you bring 22,000 people into town, when you have hotel motel tax money that sits in an account reserved for use covering the spread and can help Texas Reds at least break even on the statements for the city, Reds is something that I think, given the chance to grow, will be the signature event that everyone in Central Texas and people around will continue to count on every year and know and look forward to coming to. We just got to figure out a way to maybe do it where we don't get the rain.
Well, you know, and kudos to Steve Warner and John Connolly, because they're going to come back and do a concert, which is kind of a neat deal to do a make good there.
Man, I remember chasing Lori around the Texas Hall of Fame and listening to Steve Warner years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
God doesn't age.
Anything else?
Yeah, early voting by personal appearance is October the 21st through November 1st, weekdays only. Again, you can check bryantx.gov for information on that. I do urge everyone to go out and vote. It's tempting in an election where you don't have a lot of national and state offices that folks stay home, but your local government starts locally, right? So we need you to get out there. We need you to give us your opinions and definitely go out and vote.